Members, we now move on to item four of the agenda, which is the Hong Kong Observation Wheel, and we're going to hear from the representatives of the proponent. They're going to join us in a minute. Just so we clear the decks, potential conflicts of interest. Anybody involved at all with this project? Peter, declaring conflict of interest, not conflict, but declaring interest. Thank you. Welcome to stay, Peter, but no comments, please. Thank you. Welcome, everybody. Good afternoon. Welcome to you. I think we have with us a representative from Swiss AX Holdings Limited, which is Leon Snepp. That's you, is it, Leon? Thank you. We have Timothy Pearson Smith from Executive Council, and we have Steph Lowe, Ms. Steph Lowe, also from Executive Council. And I think, Tim, are you going to brief us, or is Leon going to lead?
Chairman, I'm going to lead.
Right. The floor is yours. Can you confine yourself to 15 minutes maximum?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Delighted to ask answer questions.
Yes, sure. There will be. Don't worry. There will be plenty of questions.
We look forward to that. Okay. So I'm delighted to be here to present details of the Hong Kong Observation Wheel. The first slide shows where it is. The red dot exactly between the pier number 10 and pier number 9. So really a fantastic waterfront site, visible from both sides of the harbour, and a really prominent site. A site, I think, at the moment which is very, very sort of dead and quiet, despite the excellent maritime museum that's very close. So that's the site. The intention is that the Hong Kong Observation Wheel will become an icon for Hong Kong. As I've said, very visible from both sides of the harbour during daytime, and it will be lit and therefore at nighttime. In terms of some of the kind of harbour principles, the intention is really to enhance the vibrancy and the visible prominence of the central waterfront. We have what we would say is sort of enviable public transport. We have the ferry piers, obviously, to the outlying islands, to Discovery Bay, over to Tsim Sha Tsui via the Star Ferry. We have a walkway that goes all the way back to, connects into IFC and into Central, and therefore excellent MTR access. Obviously, there's a bus interchange at Exchange Square, and then there are public light buses. And the intention is very much for this to be a public transport sort of will be the primary mode of people getting there. But it also happens to have an excellent taxi drop-off area, which is sort of purpose-built. So we think it's a very good in terms of the accessibility for the Hong Kong community primarily, but also for visitors from overseas. In terms of the views, it provides an excellent sort of panorama down one of the widest points of the harbour, really showcasing the magnificence of the harbour and obviously the buildings on both sides of the harbour. I think quite importantly, if you just go back, the majority, the vast majority of the site will be accessible to the public. If you just click the next slide. You can see there's a small area which is basically for people to arrive and to queue onto the wheel, but the largest part of the site, so go back, 90% will be freely accessible to the public. So it isn't just a wheel that people can who pay can access. It's be very visible from both sides of the harbour, so great for people to view it, but also people to go to the site and observe the wheel. I'll mention a little bit later, but there's a small food and beverage kiosk which will be accessible to members of the public, so in the what we would call the unpaid area. And behind the site, which I'll talk a bit a little bit later, the green area behind the site will be used for different types of events, which will be sort of accessible to members of the public. So just go back up. And really, we feel that it will provide a sort of an iconic and a point of focus for the Central Harbour Front area, and that the sort of the gently moving kind of presence of the wheel, we think will be excellent both in daytime and nighttime. So you can see here the daytime rendering of the wheel. The wheel will be 60 meters high. There's a, as I've mentioned before, there's a shaded area for people to queue. And then on the right, where there are some umbrellas, is where the food and beverage area is. So, and then the area behind, I mentioned, would be for sort of events. There's a nice rendering of the wheel at night time. As I say, it'll be very spectacular and really will hopefully draw people to the waterfront, to enjoy the waterfront, whether you're a member of the community here or whether you're a visitor from overseas. I have to my left, I have Leon Snepp from SwissAX, which is the operator. Currently, the company SwissAX is operating the Bangkok Asiatique. It's on the riverfront. It opened last year. It's a very, very popular ride, and it's slightly smaller than this wheel for Hong Kong, but it's a very successful observation wheel on the Bangkok waterfront. And the other point, I think, is SwissAX is experienced in operating wheels around the world and for more than a decade, and has already provided enjoyment to millions of people who've ridden the wheel, and obviously people who have observed it. So just a little bit of the programming. The tenancy was awarded practically 1 year ago. The first things that happened was we assembled a very strong local and international project team of engineers, landscape architects, and project managers. And in June last year, we started on site doing some site investigation in terms of looking at the foundations that would be required. We've had the pleasure and excellent cooperation from government departments, including Lands Department, Electrical and Mechanical Services Department, the Development Bureau, Buildings Department, Drainage Services, Highways and Fire Services Department to date. And as I say, excellent cooperation. If you've seen the newspapers, you'll see that the parts of the wheel have already started arriving. I think we had 20-plus containers arrived last week, so all of the wheel, which has been designed specifically for Hong Kong in the Netherlands, has been shipped over. So that's arriving really as we speak. And as well as that, the next thing that the people will see on the site will be the footings, which will be installed to as a foundation for the wheel. And that basically you'll see that on site very, very soon. We've received approval from the Buildings Department for the raft footings and the foundations for the wheel. So we're ready to go. The intention in terms of the program is to have a soft launch of the project in September, and basically to kind of build awareness and anticipation, and then a sort of formal higher profile launch in cooperation with this commission, with the tourism board and representatives both from the district and from government, sort of in September, October. In terms of the benefits to the community, we really see this as a wheel for Hong Kong and a wheel for the community. It will provide both employment and training opportunities for both skilled and unskilled workers, full and part-time. We're looking forward to holding a recruitment fair to hire those positions, and there will be technical staff, construction, electrical and mechanical, and maintenance staff. There'll be operational staff, management, safety, which is of paramount importance, which I'll mention a little bit later, ticketing and supervisory staff, security and customer services and cleaning personnel. The intention is to collaborate in a sort of synergistic way with our neighbours. I mentioned the excellent Maritime Museum, but other areas, to really bring much more many more people to the waterfront to observe the spectacular waterfront and to sort of make the area much more vibrant. It's also an intention to liaise with charitable organisations in Hong Kong to provide opportunities for the less fortunate in our society to have the opportunity to ride the wheel and enjoy that. And we'll look forward to sort of sharing those details sort of as they develop. So I've mentioned already that safety is absolutely number one in terms of the importance, both in terms of the construction and the operation of the wheel. And I can reassure members and chairman that it's built to the highest electrical and mechanical services department standards and the international TUV global standards. And I think it goes without saying that those standards are really the highest in the world. We do have, as we're all aware, extreme weathers. We have typhoons and even super typhoons, and the wheel is designed to withstand those, obviously not to operate in a typhoon, but to withstand those. I've mentioned it's 60 meters tall. It comprises of 42 gondolas. Those are basically the cabins, each of which has connection to through sort of in terms of both safety and communication systems to the ground. There's one VIP gondola, and the gondolas are a very, very high specification and hold 8 to 10 passengers. I've mentioned that it has a purpose-built taxi and private car drop-off zone, but I think the intention, as I mentioned earlier, is that this will be accessible primarily through all the excellent public transportation, both by bus, by rail, and by ferries. In terms of the operation times, it's intended to be open from 10 in the morning to 11 o'clock at night. It may be open longer in sort of high days and holidays. There will be a small food and beverage kiosk on the site, which will be accessible both to riders of the wheel, but also members of the public. And it's really intended to be a wheel for Hong Kong, for the community to celebrate sort of community and family occasions. We're sort of hopeful that this will be the type of thing that families do together in terms of birthdays and celebrations, Valentine's Day, wedding proposals, and with spectacular, both during daytime, spectacular views of the harbour and a very interesting experience, just the sort of the going around on the wheel. And certainly the intention is to be a good corporate environmental citizen in terms of working with local recyclers to sort of minimize the environmental footprint to the greatest degree possible, both during construction and operation. So this is, I think, quite a nice image, which sort of helicopter rendering. You can see behind the wheel, in where the shadow of the wheel is falling, is an events plaza. And again, this is intended to provide a variety of events throughout the year with different themes. The first of which, after the opening of the wheel, will be a sort of end of year, sort of Christmas sort of celebration. which will be held in that area. But there basically will be a schedule of different events to sort of keep people coming back to the area and really to bring vibrance and vitality to the area, which I think will be beneficial for the waterfront and for all the other users along the waterfront. In terms of capacity and pricing, I think it's quite... based on our experience, we anticipate about 1 million people will ride the wheel annually. The pricing, I took my family to the London Eye recently, and it's quite a large price, but the wheel here has been specifically priced so that it is available and accessible to the Hong Kong community. The pricing is $100 for adults and then a discounted $70 for children. There will be special discounts for students, senior citizens, and disabled members of our community and visitors. So the pricing is intended to be very in a range where we get the local community to really use this wheel and hopefully use it to celebrate special events. Just in terms of the last couple of slides, we looked at the sort of Victoria Harbour and the its waterfront area vision, mission, and planning principles, which obviously all the members will be familiar with. And we really do feel that we will sort of accord with many of those. We do think that it'll be iconic, a much overused word, but we do genuinely think this will be something that's photographed by millions of people on both sides of the harbour. We think it'll draw people to the waterfront. I think that's terrifically important when we have such a spectacular waterfront. It'll be attractive to the local community and also bring visitors to that waterfront, which I think is terrifically important. We have enviable public transport, which I won't mention anymore, but it's very important that is enjoyed by people who go there by public transportation primarily. And as I've said, only less than 10% is what we would call paid area, so it's freely accessible to the public, and it also provides a new focus for the central waterfront, which I think will be important both in daytime and nighttime. As I've said, coming in September this year, 2014, and we feel that the combination of both the events plaza, the small food and beverage facilities, and the mix of paid attractions and informal free public experience will really draw people to the site and create a vibrant, unique, iconic, enjoyable central waterfront experience for both locals and for visitors. And then I've just got a couple of supplementary slides because I'm sure members would be interested to know. We had the pleasure and great discussion with the Central Western District Council last Wednesday. And if I may, I'll just go through, Chairman, just two or three of the comments that they raised.
Please do.
They certainly were interested to find out about the safety. They respected that this was a sort of really a core value. And they asked how the wheel would cope with extreme weather conditions in Hong Kong, such as a super typhoon. And we were able to report that Swiss AX has worked with a Dutch manufacturer. That we've actually built a wheel. This is not an off-the-shelf wheel. This is a wheel that's been specifically built for the Hong Kong weather and the climate and the sort of certainly the typhoon conditions. And the company that has made it, as well as making wheels, sort of the highest quality wheels in the world, it also makes offshore drilling rigs. So it's very used to the very, very high and demanding weather conditions, so we're very confident that the wheel will be of absolutely the highest quality and the highest safety. As I've mentioned during the presentation, obviously it won't be appropriate for the wheel to operate during typhoon conditions, but it will withstand typhoon conditions with a mixture of both local EMSD and the TUV, which are is the sort of the international specifications. And so this is not a fairground wheel that's sort of dismantleable. This is a very, very robust, very high quality wheel. We were asked the question about a breakdown, and obviously we can't prevent that. We can minimize it, and we can have excellent contingency in terms of were this to happen. And the wheel has actually got a very clever two bearing. The bearing is the thing in the center of the spokes of the wheel, and it's got a very clever double bearing which allows the if there was a power failure, it allows the wheel to be basically people to be offloaded without any power, basically brought down to the ground. And we will be doing drills for this, but certainly it's intended that even with a completely full wheel, that everyone could be evacuated safely down to the ground within 30 minutes. So I think it's a very good question. We've thought that through. We'll be doing, with the safety personnel, we'll be doing drills, and we'll be sharing that with government. But certainly there'll be very robust evacuation facilities. In terms of crowd control, there was sort of mention that the peak tram gets extremely busy, and basically ask questions about that. In terms of the duration of the experience, it's about 15 to 20 minutes, kind of slowly rotating whilst you're in the cabin, and maybe around about 10 minutes for queuing and ticketing. So a total experience of sort of round about 30 minutes. In terms of the crowd control, which the district council were rightly concerned about, we predict with the patronage that we expect 1 million visitors per year to be about 20 minutes of waiting time during the sort of the busiest public holiday periods. But there will be a trained team of customer services representative who will basically be handling the arrival and basically managing the control, managing the crowds in a both prompt and courteous manner. And that obviously during the peak periods, during high days and holidays and weekends, that there'll be more staff for crowd control. And then there was just one particular question which was raised in terms of the shading, in terms of the public waiting area, that they asked whether that was adequate. And basically we're right in the middle, Swissair AX are right in the middle of discussions with the fire services department in terms of the roof design, and certainly we'll take on board those comments to make sure that there is adequate rain and shade coverage for people who come to the wheel. And the final one was that the district council asked if that there could be cooperation with the wheel, and that they're very keen that it'll draw both locals and visitors to the harbour front area. They suggested a partnership with the wheel and the district council for a New Year's countdown, and certainly the event space that I showed behind would seem a really interesting area where, with such excellent public transport to it, could be a very interesting area that would also showcase not only the wheel, but the harbour. And so we've sort of welcomed that suggestion of such partnership, and we will look forward to working with the district council on that. In fact, it was already in the plan of Swiss AX that there would be a sort of end of year countdown. So we're really looking forward to bringing that to life with the cooperation of the Central and Western District Council, Mr. Chairman. That's all.
Thank you very much. Thank you. What I suggest we do now, Timothy, is we'll ask members for comments and questions, and maybe you can store them, if you don't mind. And we'll work around the room, and then when we've gathered together half a dozen or seven or eight, we'll then ask you to respond. Just one question for me. You mentioned BD approval, but are there other licenses and approvals that you require that you may not have yet obtained, or have you obtained all licenses and approvals and in theory could start to operate tomorrow if the wheel was in place?
I think the primary license that we need to get is from the Electrical and Mechanical Services Department, and that basically will be once the wheel has been assembled and erected and on the site. So that's one that can't happen until we've actually got the wheel in place. the buildings department approval, because the wheel is treated as a building, is for the foundation. So we've received that. I think other approvals. We need, after we've had the EMSD approval, there's a public entertainment license that we need to obtain. But again, that needs to wait until we've got a wheel erected. But certainly in terms of the timing, we're confident that the wheel will be soft launched in September.
Thank you. Members, observations, comments, please.
Chairman, I think the Hong Kong Wheel will be an icon for Hong Kong, given the successful experience of the other big cities. I hope it will not only serve as an icon for Hong Kong, but also to make the harbourfront area more vibrant and accessible to the public. I note that from the presentation that there will be shaded areas for people to queue, but it only represents about 10% of the whole area. I'm just wondering whether there would be more shaded areas in the whole area, because we all understand that in Hong Kong it would be very rainy and even humid, you know, in summer. So I'm just a bit concerned about this. Thank you.
Thank you. Vincent, please.
In Cantonese.
Going to change channel.
Okay.
Timothy.
Second.
Hi. 多謝主席。 我相信呢個都係我哋海濱事務委員會 期待已久的一個活化海濱的項目，我相信做了出來的時候會完全符合海濱事務委員會一路的遠景，就是有一個多元化、朝氣蓬勃，交通暢達的一個海濱，絕對做完出來應該會吸引到很多市民或者遊人出到中環的新海濱。我理解摩天輪其實收取的都不是一個昂貴的費用，100元一個人，但我們都希望這個摩天輪能夠 draw 到一些就算他不給不到100元去坐的摩天輪的人呢， 你都可以俾到佢出到嚟啦，即係唔會話有一啲位置係冇100元就唔可以享用個海濱啦。咁當啲人出咗去海濱之後，其實就係話我哋都希望見到係有更多嘅配套設施，譬如佢爬完隊轉完一個圈，咁佢要佢冇理由返，咪走㗎嘛，咁可能有搵啲嘢食呀，喺嗰啲地方坐下，即係去即係一繼續欣賞個海濱，或者喺度思考一下究竟我哋個海濱仲可以做啲乜嘢嘢呢。咁最好㗎啦，即係佢9月搭起呢一個嘅摩天輪嘅時候，我哋正正又係展開我哋第二階段嘅海濱管理局嘅公眾參與活動啦。咁亦都可以讓市民真係親臨海濱去思考一下我哋將來嗰個海濱 整個中環可以怎樣做呢，我亦都很歡迎這個摩天輪會在9月在我們的中環出現。我其實同意 Walter 所說的，就是當你引了人出去的時候，可能日曬雨淋的情況之下，亦都是需要照顧。我都希望就是說 除了摩天輪引了那麼多人之外，那個配套設施包括 food and beverage shelter from 太陽和天雨，這些都可以照顧到。多謝主席。
What concern about shelter and F&B facilities? Sujata, please.
Thank you, Chairman. The only, I mean, I think it will be a good attraction for Hong Kong, and probably it will be a lot more successful than the Singapore. because of its location, and I just think Hong Kong, anything like this would succeed. One of the questions I have is, when you look at the picture like this, the paving looks very bleak, and it's kind of strange, so I just wonder if some kind of, you can do a little bit of work on that. And the other thing is, you talked about tenancy, right? So it's for a few years, I presume. And I just came back from Atlanta, where they have a wheel in downtown. And very strange, in front of a building there, it seemed like an awkward place. But apparently they put it temporary, but it's so successful that they are now going to move it to another place after a few years. So the other question I have is, what are your future plans for this? And also, would you have like some kind of a discount for students and, you know, other people like that, to make it easier for people to come in? And you are talking so much that you've made a lot of customized thing. It's not something which will go somewhere else. So in the future, suppose it goes somewhere else, what would you do? And so those are some of the questions. And I really don't think in Hong Kong you need to work too hard to make it successful. That's my gut feel. Thank you.
All right. Questions largely around the tenancy in the future. Sorry. Let me do Alvin Yip first and then Peter. Alvin, please.
I would talk from only on the enhancement that you might have, because it's going to happen. If you consider this as a standalone structure, this is less than half of the height of the London Eye. It's probably 1/7, 1/8 of the height of IFC. So I wouldn't see this as like a engineering kind of triumph or wonder put in front of our beautiful central, which is already crowded with all these tall buildings. But certainly it has a strong value in adding on new value and to the experience of central and the waterfront. So please do not take this as too much as an engineering or transport project. I echo a lot. Probably Vincent and I come from the same secondary school. We have the same mindset. I think that it would be a perfect opportunities to give information about the waterfront and also the future development. When you're up there at inside one of these gondolas, I think there are lots of both visual and acoustic kind of aid or other kinds of information that you could give to the visitors. It's not so much about the interior that you tell us here, but I think there's a lot of work you could do over there. I see this as a creative project, so I would encourage you to work with either experienced designer or some artists to try to give very more experiential kind of consideration of the visitors, rather than just to bring it up there and then bring it back down to the earth. Thank you.
Okay, maximizing on the opportunity, yes. Who have we got next? Peter Wong, thank you.
Well, I actually have a related questions on the 20 meter height. Is that concern a capital cost investment concern, or whether it's 20 meters basically due to physical constraint along the harbour?
Okay, technical question. Shuki? You meant 60. Sorry, not 20. 60 meters.
Yeah,
60. Sorry, not 20. Yeah. Shuki?
Okay,
sorry.
Thank you. I certainly welcome this unique event. I think this is an engine to energize the waterfront. Mm-hmm. And also, I treat that as a magnet to draw people from all walks of life to the area. But I do have a question that I would like to have some sort of answers, if possible. Now, you mentioned about 90% of the non-pay area is going to be open to the public. And then from one of your slides, you mentioned about the events to be announced later. But I also noticed that you have one event that joint venture with the district Council to continue with the public enjoyment of the Kangtan activity. I think this is very, very good. But your tenancy is about 3 years, right?
Correct, yes.
Do you have a program that you can help us to understand what are you going to intend, what are you intending to do in the next 3 years in those 90% of the, so you call the space to be open to the public? Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
All right, program for the remainder of the site. Maggie, please.
Just an extension of that question. And I'm interested whether these are going to be smaller events and throughout the year, and so there's always going to be something to look forward to quite quickly, or just one-off, one or two big events throughout the year, and the rest of the time there won't be anything on the site.
Okay. Please. Yep.
Mr. Chairman, just a very factual question. How long would each ride would take in terms of minutes?
All right. Any other questions? One, please, yes.
A very mundane question. Bathroom facilities. And
very essential question.
And also about smoking. Smoking areas and non-smoking areas in the waiting area, please.
Okay. Sujata, just a quick second, please.
Yeah, I think about like queuing, you know, there'll be a lot of queuing areas and how those will be organized for people.
Shelter,
and, you know,
okay,
in different weather conditions.
All right, I think most members have had a go. Thank you. Tim, I mean, obviously general message, strong underlying support. Excited by what you're proposing to do. I mean, a number of technical questions which you may be able to answer. I think this issue of queuing, shade, yeah, etc., is crucial. And obviously the District Council has picked that up as well.
Yeah.
So maybe you'd like to give us a combined response. Thank you.
Yes, I'll go through. I may hand over to Leon, but firstly, we're excited too, frankly, and I think the District Council also were very excited at this. I think it is, as many of the members have said, is a great opportunity, and I particularly like the way that Shuki mentioned that it's a magnet. It is an area right now that isn't vibrant or energetic or anything like that, and I think the visual presence, although I take Alvin's points, it's not the same height as the London Eye, but it also has the most marvellous, probably one of the best waterfront sites in Hong Kong, probably one of the best waterfront sites in the world. But I do think it will act as a magnet and draw people, and as Shuki said, energise, be an engine to energise the waterfront. Just to go through the different questions, in terms of the both Walter and Sujata mentioned, in terms of the shaded area, we are currently looking at that with FSD, and in terms of providing adequate levels of shade from both the rain, and we know, and we take Sujata's point also in terms of the area. She said the paving looks rather bleak, and so we'll certainly we'll look at that with a view to sort of reflection of heat and light. But we will be working and fine-tuning the sort of adequate shading from rain and from sunshine for people queuing. In terms of the mentioning, in terms of the pricing, it is intended to be priced to be accessible to the vast majority of the community. There will be discounts for older people. There'll be discounts for students and discounts for disabled people, and there'll be the children's cost will be 70 Hong Kong dollars. And we sort of notice from wheels around the world that that isn't always the case, that you get a discount for children. But we want this to be a sort of a community and a family event, and hence the discounted price for children. In terms of the space to be enjoyed by the public, and the details of exactly what that will be, We can't go through a detailed plan of what's proposed, but just as I've mentioned, the first event will be a sort of winter wonderland type of thing. It's intended to have something that everyone in Hong Kong loves almost as much as the harbour, which is snow. So it's intended to be really sort of a very much a family-friendly experience. The other types of things that could be there, as Maggie's point, will they be large, you know, one big large event or lots of small ones? I can't really go into the details right now, but it will be a mixture of all of those. We think that it provides, because of the fantastic public transport, it provides a site where we could have large events, you know, maybe kind of artistic or theatrical events. But we do want to have a mixture of events. We want it to be for the Hong Kong community. We want it to be sort of inclusive so that families can come and enjoy it. And in the times when there aren't events on it, it's very much the area will be sort of left for grass, and it really won't be a traditional Hong Kong grass, which you're not allowed to lie on and do things like that. It'll be very much encouraged for people to come and to relax there. In terms of the tenancy duration, Sujata asked the question. The duration of the tenancy is 3 years from when the tenancy started, so 3 years from sort of end of May, June last year. And thereafter, there will be it's a short-term tenancy in terms of technical. Thereafter, there will be quarterly renewals. The wheel has been designed and built specially for Hong Kong. It is intended to be suitable to stand for a long time in the future, but we're quite clear on the duration of the tenancy. We hope that the Hong Kong community will be at least as excited as the District Council and this commission, and that it will be something where it's renewed and becomes a sort of a longer term future in Hong Kong. Certainly that's the intention in terms of both the design of the wheel and the design of the events area as well. I'm trying to think. Other points. We certainly take Alvin's point. This isn't a transport project. This is a sort of a community project. I think it will bring people together. It will definitely bring people to the waterfront. In terms of the technical points, I think that was a very good point about whilst we've got people in the air for 15 to 20 minutes, then we do have a great experience to share some of those kind of the features of the harbour. There will be speakers inside the cabin. It'll be air conditioned, and certainly we'll take that point. We're working with a designer already in terms of some of the marketing material, and I think that's probably a really good opportunity. Maybe we can have sort of cards or something so people can sort of look at the key points of the harbour. I've actually sort of been to exactly the height that the wheel will be, 60 metres, because Swiss AX have their office in IFC, so we can see exactly what the view is, and it's very spectacular. The harbour looks incredibly wide. It's got a perfect view right down the harbour to looking down to Kai Tak, and you can see obviously Tsim Sha Tsui waterfront, West Kowloon when that's in operation, and I think it really will be a great opportunity. And certainly the experiential point that Alvin mentioned, we will take that on board seriously with our designers to really maximise the experience. The height, just for Peter, the height is 60 metres high. And in terms of the question, of a very valid question, is why 60 metres, why not more? Obviously, the cost does come into it, but it is such a spectacular site that really, if you built a wheel very much bigger, the experience wouldn't be that much better. What would be different would be the price of admission. So there's definitely a balance between those points. So we think it will be a fantastic experience at a sort of a keen price, really attract people. And I think it's probably not appropriate to compare it with other wheels, except to say it's a very, very high specification wheel. Certainly we would welcome during the soft launch period for the commission to come and have a look at it, take a ride. I think you'll probably be quite surprised at the high quality of it. One of our members, I didn't get your name, asked how long each ride. So it's sort of intended to be sort of 15 to 20 minutes once you're inside the cabin, and about 10 minutes sort of getting there, queuing briefly, and then getting on. So around about half an hour in total, but about 15, 20 minutes actually in the air. So, you know, nice time to sort of to talk amongst your, you know, fellow passengers. And the intention also, one thing I just touched on, is that we will be having sort of special promotions. There'll be advertising to sort of keep this in people's minds for special events. I mentioned sort of Valentine's Day and holiday periods. So we think that the combination, whilst I agree with one of the members said this is something you're not going to have to work too hard at selling, if you'd seen the media scrum as we came in here, the media are very hungry for news. And one thing I should point out is we are being respectful for both the district council and this committee, and we've deliberately, that's the only reason we haven't gone to the media. We felt it was most appropriate to brief you and to get your comments. And then in terms of the queuing and the sort of the crowd management, the wheel can be loaded and unloaded from two points at the same time. And so even with a sort of high days and holidays, we feel that the crowd can be managed. We've got great experience with a very successful wheel in Bangkok, and the crowd management can be very sort of finely tuned by kind of watching the crowds and by having sort of customer care representatives there. So we don't think that that's a problem. That was all the questions I've got in that round, Mr. Chairman.
All right, I think I'm going to draw a line now. We've aired it fairly fully. just a couple of observations from me. A large events area has just been leased by government immediately to the east of your site. And having been briefed by the successful applicant, if you like, or proponent, what he described is very similar to what you described as what he was going to do with his site. So I think there may have to be some dialogue between the two parties. Otherwise, I think you may trip over each other. So just a word there of advice, if I may put it that way. Yeah. They talk about Winter Wonderland and the other things that you just mentioned. So,
thank you, Mr. Chairman. We're very aware of that tender. We actually think that we can work together very well. I mean, I think we mentioned the Hong Kong Maritime Museum, but we're sort of thinking of being a good neighbour and working with our fellow neighbours in the interest of sort of drawing more people to the waterfront. So I actually think that there can be sort of synergy between the sites. I think the site that you're talking about has only very, very recently been awarded. But I'm familiar with the person in charge of that, and that we will be having meetings with them soon to make sure that rather than competing, that we actually work together in a beneficial way for the central and western district, for the harbour, and you know, for Hong Kong.
No, I think that will be important. The other thing is just on your numbers: a million a year equates to 3,000 a day, if my maths is right.
Yeah,
that's. And if you're doing half an hour rotation, that's 15 hours a day the wheel is going to be operating day in, day out throughout the year. I mean, is that a little optimistic?
Yeah, sorry. I'll pass over to Leon on that.
Mr. Chairman, members, my experience comes from the Bangkok observation wheel, which opened the end of 2012 and did in roughly its first 14 months a million people. That wheel opens only at 6 p.m. in the evening until nighttime. And it's located on the Chao Phraya River in Bangkok, which is not a comparable location as that we have here in Hong Kong. And here in Hong Kong, we will open at 10 in the morning until almost midnight. So those numbers are very realistic, okay, in my point of view.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You're the expert. No problem. All right. Just one comment here on my left. Sorry.
Just one question for the team. Would it be technically and financially viable to move the wheel around in Hong Kong, for example, say it's once every year?
Well, actually, it's not built to be moved around every year, but every 3 to 5 years, we could definitely consider.
Yeah. I think just to sort of supplement that, we are delighted to be on this. As I say, I don't think it's just one of the best sites in Hong Kong. I think it's one of the best waterfront sites anywhere in the world. So we're delighted to have the tenancy there. We would like to be creating such sort of an experience that we're invited to extend the tenancy after the initial 3 years. And so in our mind, we want to make that really work. The wheel could be dismantled. We'd rather hope that it has a long and successful future on the central waterfront.
Because the reality is, when you actually press the button in September, you've only got a year and a half, haven't you?
That's correct, yes.
Yeah, of the tenancy.
In terms of the formal tenancy, but then thereafter, hopefully, quarterly renewals.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I think you have, as you gather, strong support from within the commission and within this room. We hope you can achieve the deadline, September. Mm-hmm. Full support here. Just one message. If you do find you get into any particular technical difficulties with government departments or other organisations, please feel free to come back to the task force for support. We're here to help if you need us.
Thank you. So the government has shown the highest levels of support and cooperation, but we certainly, if we need to, we thank you very much for that point.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you.